Hey guys, welcome to Words of Axe. My name is Axel Marie, and I hope you enjoy the episode. Hey world, it's Axel. Topic for today, I just want to talk a little bit about clarity. I love clarity because it's so powerful. You know, we overlook this a lot, but I think when you really dive into it, it can have a tremendous effect on your life. Have you ever heard people say, you can have everything and anything you want in this world, you just have to go and get it. You just have to ask for it. I think, you know, that's very true. I believe that statement. I think that's all you have to do. You really have to just ask for it and go and get it, you know. You got to clarify it, in other words. And more often than not, I hear people just say, I just don't know what I want, you know. And they battle with the thought of what it is they really want. They're like in between different wants. And to me, it's just a lack of clarity. That's what I believe that is. So I ask you to think about it. You know, if somebody comes to you right now and says, hey, I can get you exactly what you want right now, would you be able to tell them exactly what you want, how you want it, the feeling you're experiencing when you have it, the people that are around you, specifically what it'd be, where you'd be? Tell me the details, the setting, the kind of person you are, the skill set you have, all those things in detail. Can you paint that picture for them? And I think that's what clarity brings. So you have to be able to set some time, structure yourself to find clarity. And it's really, it's so energizing. That's something, that practice right there is what energizes you. When you're unclear and you're kind of fogged up, just going through things and you forget where you're going in life, that's when you start struggling. You're struggling because you're losing energy. You're not clear. It gets foggy. And think about driving in a car and it's foggy. You're going to slow down, right? And then now think about driving and it's clear blue skies and sunny. Yo, I could speed up and go. And it's the same thing in your life. When your mind's fogged up and not clear, you're going to slow down and you're driving in fog. You can't really see. You're hesitant. You know, you don't really know where you're going. You can't really go as fast as possible. So I think the biggest thing here is learning how to tap into some energy sources by seeking clarity. And I think of that that's the key there. It's seeking clarity. You're never, ever going to have a time where, hey, I'm just clear. I got everything going. Yeah, you have short moments like that, but it's not a sustained thing. It's something that you have to consistently do. You have to build a habit, build a routine to seek clarity. One of my favorite references of this is by Brendan Burchard. He's the author of a book called High Performance Habits. He talks about these like six deliberate habits in his book, with seeking clarity being the number one personal habit that he's found in his research for high performers. High performers, he talks about people who, you know, just perform at a high level and achieve great things in their life, whether it's work, personal, philanthropy, skill sets, whatever it is. But these people can really achieve these things because they were able to deliberately set and structure themselves to seek clarity consistently. And I think life will always have some degree of uncertainty. Therefore, you're always going to have to seek clarity. You know, it's a law. It's the law of uncertainty. You never know what tomorrow is going to bring. As good of a planner or a psychic you may be, whatever it is, you just do not know what tomorrow brings. You might not even know what tonight brings, you know. So it's really just, it's a practice. It's a skill. It's a habit that you have to continuously practice. And that's what's going to keep you growing and developing as a person that you want to be. So developing that into the person that you want to be, there's certain things you have to do, right? We got to seek clarity. So again, going back to Brendon Burchard, if you get a chance to check out his book, please do. He talks about seeking clarities in like the four main areas of your life. One quote I really love for him was, he says, "We're never stuck. We just lose perspective." And I think it's so true. You know, at times where you feel like, man, I don't know how to get out of this, or I'm stuck here, I don't know what it is. And in reality, it's just, hey, you lost perspective. You know, so in order to get unstuck, you got to seek clarity and change your perspective. It's really that simple. So the four main areas he talks about are yourself, your skill set, your social life, and your service life. Now, thinking about yourself, when I think of yourself, I think of, you know, people always say know yourself, you know, and you got to know yourself to be able to grow yourself and do this and do that. Yeah, I get that. But I think it's more about imagining yourself, you know, create a vision of yourself that excites you and energizes you. One of my favorite quotes also is, pain pushes you, the vision pulls you. So I almost think of it as knowing yourself pushes you towards something, whereas if you can clarify and cultivate an image of yourself so strong, imagine yourself how you want to be, that vision right there is going to pull you towards something. And there's so much more power in that pull than there is in that push. In that push, you're going to get tired. In that pull, you just get energized more and more. You're cultivating that vision, and you clarify that vision, and you just let it pull your life into the direction that you're imagining. That right there is an energy source that just keeps you going and going and going and going. It's really just, hey, when you're down, when you're tired, whatever it is in life, whether it's on a relationship or work level or personal level, whatever it is you can think of, if you need some energy, right there, you can easily generate some energy in that very moment. How do you do that? You start clarifying yourself. Clarify, yo, this is what I want to be. I want to have this kind of skill set. I want to, when I speak to my sister, when I speak to my girlfriend, when I speak to my mom, when I speak to my dad, when I speak to my friends, when I speak to my colleagues, this is the feeling that I want to have. I want to have this intention. This is what I want them to know. This is what I want them to feel. This is what I want them to think when I speak to them, when I'm in their presence. And when you're clear on that in detail, specifically about, yo, when I tell this to my girlfriend all the time, I say the three things I want from her, or I want her to feel from me, is me being patient with her, me being kind with her, and me being loving to her. So when I can clarify myself and clarify my mind and say that, yo, this is how I want her to feel in every interaction I want with her, then I know exactly what I have to do. Now, it's the exact same thing in anything you want. So if you want to talk about professionally, you know exactly how you want somebody to feel when you interact with them or when they experience your work or your product. So once you're clear on that, now I know that, hey, every time I put work out, every time I do something, every time I interact with people, this is how I want them to feel. I want to energize them. I want them to feel safe. I want them to feel inspired. This is what I want. So this is how I act. This is what I have to do. These are the actions that I have to take. It's not acting, it's an action that you take. And that's that power. That power all comes from clarifying yourself, clarifying your vision, clarifying your mind on a constant basis. So as I leave you today, I just want to leave you with one challenge. I want to challenge you to be intentional with setting time to clarify your visions, okay? Clarify the main areas of your life. Help people you love do the exact same thing. People you believe in, challenge them to do the exact same thing and clarify their visions. Empower them. When you're clear on what you want, whether it's in a relationship with someone or how and why you want to be with them and why you want them to respect and love you, you'll be a lot more intentional when you're speaking or dealing with that person. The same goes with your work. When you're clear on how and why you want to be a certain type of leader or worker, you intentionally put forth the effort that'll showcase that feeling and everything that you want to give. You know, this is where greatness is born. This is where you become great. You got to clarify your vision and let your vision pull you. And those are my 2 cents on clarity. I hope it hits home. I hope it helps you. And if it does, share this with somebody else and hopefully it helps them. Thank you, guys. Peace.